seated at the feet of the apostles, and distribution was made to each according as anyone might have need.
内中也没有一个缺乏的，因为人将田产房屋都卖了，把所卖的价银拿来放在使徒脚前，照个人所需用的分给个人。
And Joseph, who had been surnamed Barnabas by the apostles, which is being interpreted son of consolation,
有一个利未人生在居比路，名叫约瑟，使徒称他为巴拿巴，巴拿巴翻出来就是劝慰子。
A Levite.Cyprian by birth, being possessed of land and having sold it, brought the money and laid it at the feet of the apostles.
他有田地也卖了，把价银拿来放在使徒脚前。
Turn to chapter 11.
翻到第十一章。
I think you remember some of these verses from last evening.
相信你记得昨天晚上我们读过这些经节。
We'll look at verses 22 to 26.
我们从22节读到26节。
And the report concerning them reached the ears of the assembly or church which is in Jerusalem. And they sent out Barnabas to go through as far as Antioch.
这风声传到耶路撒冷教会人的耳中，他们就打发巴拿巴出去，直走到安提阿为止。
Who having arrived and seeing the grace of God rejoiced and exhorted all with purpose of heart to cleave unto the Lord.
他到了那里，看见神所赐的恩，就欢喜，劝勉众人，立定心志，恒久靠主。
For he was a good man, and full of the Holy Spirit and faith, and a large crowd of people were added to the Lord.
这巴拿巴原是个好人，被圣灵充满，大有信心，于是有许多人归服了主。
And he went away to Tarsus to seek out Saul.
他又往大树去找扫罗。
And having found him,brought him to Antioch. And so it was with them for a whole year. They were gathered together in the assembly and taught a large crowd. And the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch.
找着了，就带他到安提阿去。他们足有一年的功夫和教会一同聚集，教训了许多人。门徒称为基督徒，是从安提阿起手。
Let's just have another word of prayer.
让我们继续有点祷告。
Lord, we come to you because you're the only one we can come to.
主啊，我们来到你面前，因为你是我们唯一可依靠的。
We come into your presence and we bow in absolute need to you.
主耶稣，我们来到你的面前，我们要向你匍匐敬拜，我们需要你。
Our prayer is that you will fill this place tonight.
我们的祷告是今天晚上你要来充满这个地方。
Our prayer is that you will fill every word tonight.
今天晚上你要充满每一句话。
That you open every ear tonight.
今天晚上你要开每一个人的耳朵。
That you capture every heart tonight.
你要夺每一个人的心今天晚上。
And that you will do something worthy of your name.
今天晚上你要做一件事情来配得你的名。
Now we tell you, Lord.
我们告诉你。
You alone have the words of eternal life.
只有你有那永生的话。
To whom shall we go?
我们还要跟从谁呢？
Only you can give us a living word.
只有你能够把生命的话赐给我们。
And we wait in your presence that you would quicken such imperfect vessels.
主，我们在你面前等候，让你的话能够来复活我们。
To deliver the word that you want us to hear this evening.
今天晚上你要把你的话赐给我们。
Lord, may you be exalted.
愿你得以崇高。
We give you all the praise.
我们把所有的赞美都归给你。
We give you all the glory.
我们把所有的荣耀都归给你。
And we ask this together in the name of our precious Lord Jesus.
我们一起来奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名祈求祷告。
Amen. Well, not everyone was here last evening.
昨天晚上不是所有的弟兄姊妹都在这儿。
But I began sharing a burden the Lord had laid on my heart some months ago.
几个月前，主把这个负担放在我的心上。
It concerns this exhortation of Barnabas to the church in Antioch.
是说到巴拿巴对安提阿教会弟兄姊妹的一个劝勉。
It says this in verse 23.
这是在二十三节提到。
This is from the King James Version.
弟兄是从这个钦定本圣经来。
And exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord.
就劝勉众人立定心志，要紧密的与主联合。
That was the origin of the burden.
这就是我负担的开始。
As I mentioned to you last night, it hit me like spiritual lightning.
昨天晚上我提到这句话，就好像是一个属灵的闪电抓住了我。
And it was a verse that I couldn't get away from.
是一句经节，我没有办法让它走的。
It continued to reverberate in my heart like spiritual peals of thunder.
就好像是属灵的雷轰，它一直在我的魂里边回响。
And I really felt the Lord wanted something, wanted to say something to us.
我觉得主要借着这句经节要对我们说话。
It seemed to me that this little exhortation
这样一个简单的劝勉
seems so little
看起来好像是很小
You might think it's so insignificant
你好像觉得这不重要
But it seems to me to be the message
但是对我来讲这就是他要给的信息
And then I began to look at the whole context as you already know those you that were here
昨天晚上你要在这里你就知道我就开始来看他这个上下文
In that fuller context, I began to see the church in Antioch and Barnabas.
在那整个的上下文里头，我就看见安提阿这教会以及巴拿巴。
And not only was it the message that seemed important in context,
不仅仅在这个前后文里头，这个信息是那么重要。
But it was the movement of God that seemed so important in Antioch.
而且神在安提阿这边所做的工，它的运行也非常的重要。
Brothers and sisters, God was building His church.
弟兄姊妹，神在这里建造他的教会。
And this was an incredible expression of the testimony of Jesus in Antioch.
这实在是十分重要的耶稣基督见证的彰显。
It's the standard for the church.
是教会的一个标杆。
It's where we see God's glory in such a way.
我们能够在这样的一个方式里看见神的荣耀。
It's where His work went out from.
这就是他工作的起手。
It's where missionary work really had its heart in beginning in a strongest way.
好像是宣教运动一个强烈的开始。
This movement was what was in God's heart.
是这样一个神的一个运行是在神的心中。
And then another thing that seemed to come to me.
然后另外一件事情抓住我。
Was this man Barnabas.
就是这个人巴拿巴。
You know, when you think about it, we don't have a lot told in the scriptures about Barnabas.
想一想关于巴拿巴圣经里面并没有说多少东西。
But I believe we have enough about Barnabas.
但是我相信关于他我们知道的够多。
I believe we have enough to know what God looks for in a man.
我们相信在他的身上我们能够看见神所要一个人是什么。
And brothers and sisters, the burden is this.
弟兄姊妹我的负担是这样。
When I think about the man God chooses and uses for his purpose.
当我看见一个人被神拣选来达到他的目的。
I think these same things need to be found in us.
我觉得同样的性质要在我们身上要被神找到。
So it seems to me there's a three-part burden.
所以 这看起来好像有三个部分这个负担
There's the movement
有神的运行
Thank God He's still moving in our time
我们感谢主他在我们这个时代仍然在运行
Thank God we're not looking at a history lesson
感谢主我们不是在仅仅看一个历史故事
Thank God it's not just the movement
我们感谢主不仅仅是神的运行
Thank God there's the man
我们感谢主这边有一个人
Brothers and sisters, I can hardly take it in that He chooses and uses man for His purpose.
这几乎让我难以想象神要拣选人来达到他的目的。
And thank God for the message.
我们感谢他为着他的信息。
Just as we heard this morning,
就像今天早上我们听见
God is still speaking to His people in a living way.
今天神仍然是用那个又新又活的方式来对他的百姓说话。
And if those words get in us,
那些今天告诉我们的话
And if those words get hold of us,
就是那个能够抓住我们的话
we will be captured
我们要被神的话俘虏
and changed forever.
而且要永远的被改变
So that's the movement.
这是神的运行
That's the man.
这就是那个人
That's the message.
这就是那个信息
And that's what we've been considering this last evening.
这是昨天晚上我们在神面前所思考的
Brothers and sisters, we saw, I think, one word that I majored on last night was this word encouragement.
昨天晚上我特别强调的一句话，一个字就是鼓励。
What we see is this God of glory who began this work promises he'll complete this work.
我们看见神所应许的，他所开始的工作，他要完成。
He's the one who's the Alpha and Omega.
他是那位阿尔法、俄梅伽。
He's the one who said it is finished.
他是那位说成了的那一位。
He's the one that shall bring it. In the end, it says in Revelation, it is done.
他是那一位到了启示录的时候他是说已经都完成了
That's the encouragement we see
这是对我们何等的鼓舞
in this movement
在这个神的运行
We saw another thing We considered how God's movement is in the darkest of times
昨天我们也看见神如何在最黑暗的时刻运行
That's the overall encouragement to me about the book of Acts
这是这使徒行传这本书给我最大的鼓励
Almost when the infant church in Jerusalem was born,
好像在耶路撒冷教会刚刚诞生的时候
the gates of hell seemed to rise up against it.
看见阴间的门好像起来攻击它
and that great persecution started.
一个极大的逼迫兴起来
Now, do you think God was taken by surprise about that great persecution?
你觉得神会感到非常吃惊，能够看见这个逼迫吗？
This is the glorious encouragement.
这实在是一个荣耀的一个鼓舞。
He used that very persecution to build his church.
他就使用那个大的逼迫来建造他的教会。
Those that were scattered after the martyrdom of Stephen.
那些因为斯提凡的事四散的门徒。
He moved greatly into Samaria.
他就把他们那个差遣到撒玛利亚。
And it tells us again when we read about the church in Antioch, those who were scattered at the time of the martyrdom of Stephen.
他们这些在因斯反正是四散的门徒后来到了安提阿
moved on to Antioch
他们最后到了安提阿
this scattering was sowing the seeds of the gospel
这个四散的门徒他们就像一个种子
it was the
福音的种子一样
darkest of persecution
这都是从那个大逼迫开始
yet the greatest of light came out of that darkest hour
在那个最黑暗的时刻这个极大的光就出现了
to me that's the encouragement
对我来讲这是一个极大的鼓舞
I also said thatHe works his movement in the darkest of places.
我也提到他的神的运行是在那最黑暗的地点开始。
Look at Corinth, for instance.
比方说我们来看哥林多这个地方。
What a desperate place Corinth was.
哥林多是何等的一个糟糕的地方。
What a place of immorality Corinth was.
哥林多是这样和不道德的一个地方。
And yet God in his mercy moved in Corinth.
但是神在他的怜悯里边在哥林多运行
But Antioch was no different
安提亚也是同样
It was a dark place
是一个非常黑暗的地方
It was full of prosperity
虽然是非常的繁荣
It was great in commerce
他的那个商业非常的发达
It was great in sport
他在那种娱乐方面也非常的发达
It was great in darkness
但是他也是在黑暗的方面极端的发达
I heard I confused some people last night
我听说昨天晚上晚上有些弟兄姊妹感觉混淆
That's not unusual. I sometimes often confuse people.
但是其实并不奇怪，因为我经常让大家弄不清楚。
Some people didn't understand what I meant by Daphnic morals.
年轻人不太明白我这个句话的意思。
Including the translator.
包括这个翻译的人。
Well, you see, this place Daphne is a place, by the way.
Daphne 这个地方。
Was only 5 miles away from Antioch.
大概离安提阿只有5英里。
It was the darkest place.
是非常黑暗的一个地方。
There the gods of this world were celebrated.
在那个地方，他们在那边这个崇拜所有这个世界上的神。
And the most illicit darkness was done in that place.
非常非常荒淫的一些事情在那边做。
So illicit, even decadent Rome was ashamed of Antioch.
那个他们是如此的淫乱，如此的荒淫，甚至罗马人都为他感觉羞耻。
It was so dark they gave it a byword.
因为它是这样的黑暗，他们就给它起了一个别名。
They said what comes out of that place is Daphnic morals.
所以他们就把那个地方用一个说那个地方的道德来描述那个地方。
You know, this was a Roman colony.
这是罗马的一个殖民地。
But if a Roman soldier went to Daphne,
如果一个罗马的士兵到 Daphne 这个地方
and participated in the darkness,
如果他们参与那些黑暗的活动
he was kicked out of the imperial army.
然后他们就被开除出军队。
Now this is the only point I want to make.
这就是我要说的那个点。
God moves in the darkest of places.
神在那个最黑暗的那个地点来做他的工作。
Antioch was so dark.
安提阿是这样的黑暗
Yet it became one of his greatest movements.
但是却在这边做了神最大的工
I hope you get the encouragement.
我希望你也同样的被鼓舞
I think we live in an increasingly dark place.
我相信我们是活在一个越来越黑暗的那个地方
I think darkness is coming upon these United States in a way I couldn't have imagined 25 years ago.
现在黑暗慢慢降临在这个被称为美国的地方，25年前我都难以相信。
Does that mean God's hands are tied?
这是不是说神的手被绑起来了呢？
Does that mean God can't move?
这是不是说神没有办法运行了呢？
Brothers and sisters, this is encouragement.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个鼓励。
God uses the greatest darkness.
神使用那个最大的黑暗。
And does His greatest movement.
然后他就来兴起他最大的功。
Well, brothers and sisters, that was some of what we looked at last night.
不是弟兄姊妹，这是我们昨天晚上所看。
Now, I think we need to press on.
我相信我们要继续往前。
Tonight, we're going to be looking at this matter of the man.
今天晚上我们要来看这个人。
You have to see that there's something in this story of Antioch that's very important.
你必须要看见关于安提阿教会的这个故事是有一些事情非常重要。
This fellow Barnabas comes into the scene.
现在这个人巴拿巴进到这个画面里。
And although, as I said, we don't know much about Barnabas.
虽然我说过，我们并不了解这个人多少。
We know enough about Barnabas to know this is a man God chooses and uses for His purpose.
但是我们知道这个人是被神所拣选并使用来达到他目的的。
We want to look at just three things tonight.
今天晚上我们要看三件事。
We want to look at God searching for the man.
我们要看见神是如何在那边寻找那个人。
That's an undeviating principle in the Word of God.
这是一个神的工作里边永不改变的原则。
We want to look at the substance of that man. What makes that man a man of God?
然后我们要来看这个人的内容，到底是什么事情在他身上被神所拣选。
And I believe there's a final thing we need to see about Barnabas.
我们关于巴拿巴还要看见最后的一点。
We need to see what the secret of Barnabas was.
我们需要看见巴拿巴的秘诀是什么。
What is the secret of the man?
这个人的秘诀是什么？
What really made the man the man?
是什么东西使巴拿巴成为巴拿巴？
There's a single secret I think that stands out.
是有一个秘诀，它能够让我们都能够注意到。
Then I believe it may sound familiar when we get there.
我们到那个时候，你就会知道，其实很熟悉的。
Let's begin by looking at the searching for the man.
我们先来看神如何的寻找这个人。
There is an undeniable principle in God's word.
在神的话语里面有一个无可抵赖的这个原则。
It begins in Genesis.
是在创世纪开始的。
It ends in Revelation.
然后在启示录里面结束。
It's an undeniable principle.
这个原则是没有办法被否认的。
That principle is God is always looking for a man.
这个原则就是说到神是一直在寻找那个人。
God is always looking for a man whom he can choose and use for his purpose.
神永远在那边寻找那个他可以来用来拣选成就他目的的人。
Even stronger.
是而且更强烈的。
It's an undeviating principle.
这个原则是没有办法违背的。
You cannot read the word of God from Genesis to Revelation without discovering this undeviating principle.
你不可能从创世纪读到从创世纪读到启示录而发现任何与这个原则相违背的事情。
As I said last night, you may already be tired of the word.
就像昨天晚上我提到的，也许你都已经有点厌烦听这个词了。
It's an extraordinary principle.
这是一个非凡的原则。
Just think about it, brothers and sisters.
想一想这件事情。
God is looking for man.
神在那边寻找一个人。
God is searching for man.
神在寻找人。
God is hoping that he can find this man.
神在那边盼望他能够得着找到那个人。
And use this man.
而且使用他。
To accomplish his purpose.
来达到他的目的。
You cannot read the word of God unless you see that principle.
你不可能读神的话而没有看见那个原则。
Now this is what is so incredible to me.
这是为什么对我来讲这是如何等的难以置信。
I don't know if you realize this.
我不知道你是不是意识到了这一点。
God needs no help.
神不需要帮忙的。
Now I need help.
但是我需要有人帮忙。
Even my brother Daniel probably needs help once in a while.
这个 Daniel 弟兄也许也需要有帮忙的。
But think about it.
但是想一想 ，Yes I do.
Yes I do.
Yeah.
Yes I do. God needs no help.
但是神却不需要。
But if you look at the Word of God.
但是如果你看神的话
If you don't see this principle, you miss the heart of the Bible.
但是如果你没有看见这个原则的话你就是错过了神的心意
Throughout the Bible.
在神本的圣经里面
From the beginning to the end.
从开始到末了
This God that needs no help.
这个不需要任何帮助的神,
is looking for a companion.
但是却在那边寻找一个同伴,
and that's the history of the Bible.
这就是圣经里面的历史,
from the opening pages,
从打开的第一页,
to the closing pages,
然后到结尾的最后一页,
God is looking for a companion.
神在那边寻找一个同伴,
it's not an oversimplification to say this.
这样说并不是过分的简单,
the whole Bible,
整本的圣经,
is God searching for man.
是神在那边寻找人。
That's what it's about.
这就是关于这件事情的一切。
Look, turn with me. Maybe I can convince you. If I haven't convinced you, let me at least try to convince you of this undeniable principle.
如果我还没有说服你的话, 让我再来试一次这一个无可抵赖的原则。
Turn to Genesis 1, verse 26 and 27.
我们翻到创世纪第一章26节27节。
And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, or the fowl of the heavens, and over the cattle, and over the whole earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth on the earth.
神说我们要照着我们的形象，按照我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。
And then it concludes with this.
然后就这样结尾。
And God created man in his image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them.
神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
Brothers and sisters, God reveals his heart in creation.
弟兄姊妹，神在创造里面启示了他的心意。
Here in creation is the heart of God.
在这个地方的创造里就是神的心意。
This masterpiece of creation.
这个神创造的杰作。
The central part of the masterpiece of creation.
这个神创造的那个杰作的中心点。
Is the creation of man.
就是人的被造。
Can you imagine?
你能想象吗?
God, the God that needs no help.
这位不需要任何帮助的神,
the God that lacks nothing,
这个没有任何缺乏的神,
somehow in those councils before time,
在时间没有开始以前, 在神的那个旨意的里头,
decided he would make man.
他就决定他要来造人。
And think of this, if you can only take it in.
如果你能够想象的话, 就想象一下。
Not only did he decide to make man,
他不仅决定了要来造人,
he decided to make man in his own image.
他决定要照着他自己的形象来造人。
What an incredible thought.
这是何等难以置信的一个想法。
He could have made man like an elephant.
他可以把人造成像大象一样。
He could have made man without a spirit.
他甚至可以没有造人没有灵。
But this God made man in his own image.
但是这位神却照着他自己的形象造了人。
What a heart of God.
这是何等的一个心肠。
And then he gets to his heart. Look at Genesis 2 verse 24.
然后再看第二章第24节。
Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and cleave to his wife. And they shall become one flesh.
因此人要离开父母与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
This is the heart of God.
这是神的心。
This is the heart of God for man.
这是神对着人的那个心意。
He is looking for companionship.
他在这边要寻找同伴。
Marriage is the highest union.
婚姻是那个最高的联合。
Sometimes we think of it only as a human institution.
很多时候我们以为婚姻不过是人的发明。
But it's clear in the Bible that marriage comes from God.
但是圣经却给我们看见这个婚姻是从神来的。
And it's clear in the Bible as we move into the New Testament, there's a greater meaning to marriage.
然后到了新约就给我们看见婚姻有更高的意义。
Look at Ephesians chapter 5.
我们来看以弗所书第五章。
Verses 31 and 32.
第31节32节。
Because of this, these same verses are quoted. Because of this, a man shall leave his father and mother and shall be united to his wife, and the two shall be one flesh.
为这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
Listen to what the Word of God says.
听一听神的话怎么说。
This mystery is great, but I speak as to Christ and the assembly.
这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督和教会说的。
This searching that God began in creation.
神在创世的时候所开始的那个寻找。
It is the highest thought in his heart.
是在他心目中那个最高的那个意念。
That man would be his eternal companion.
就是要人成为他永远的同伴。
Look at Revelation chapter 21.
我们再翻到启示录的二十一章。
Verse 2.
第二节。
And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of the heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
And listen to verse 3.
听第三节。
And I heard a loud voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he shall tabernacle with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, their God.
我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
Do you, dear saints, do you get the essence of this?
亲爱的圣徒，你明白这句话的那个内容吗？内涵吗？
I think the essence of this is absolutely vital.
我觉得这句话的含义是何等的重要。
God from the beginning has been searching for man.
从一开始，神就在那边寻找人。
God made man in His image.
神照着自己的形象造了人。
God made man male and female.
神照着自己的形象造男造女。
He did this to show what the ultimate union would be.
他用这一点来告诉我们那最终的联合是什么。
But this was only an earthly union.
但这不过是地上的一个联合。
And the mystery that He revealed through the apostles was a greater union.
借着他的使徒，他所启示的那个奥秘是一个更大的一个联合。
And that greater union was Christ and His church. The church would be His eternal bride.
那个伟大的联合就是基督和他的教会，那个是一个永世的永远的联合。
And then He says this extraordinary thing.
然后他就说到一个非常令人难以置信的事。
The tabernacle of God is with men.
神的帐幕在人间。
And He shall tabernacle with them.
他要与人同住。
And he shall be their God.
他要做他们的神。
And they shall be his people.
他们要做他的子民。
What a glorious thing.
这是何等的荣耀。
Have you ever thought just to take it in the place man has in the council of God?
想一想人在神的旨意里边的那个位置，这是何等荣耀的一件事情。
It's almost too much to take in.
这实在是让人难以置信。
I read something by Brother Sparks.
我读到一些斯柏克弟兄所写的话。
I like this quote very much.
我喜欢他所说的这句话。
It was from his book, The On High Calling.
这是从他的一本书里边拿出来的。
He was quoting from Hebrews 3:1 and Hebrews 3:14 concerning the word partakers or partakers of the heavenly calling or partakers of the Christ.
他是在那边讲到希伯来书三章一节、三章十四节那边说到的，在基督里有份或者同盟天召的那个字。
And he said this.
他这样说。
Having looked carefully into the original meaning, I have come to the conclusion that the truest and deepest meaning of this word partakers is companions.
经过仔细考察原文的意义之后。我觉得这个，我得出这个结论，就是它最真实和最深刻的意义就是同伴。
He went on to say this.
他继续说
，This idea of companions runs through the Bible as being the ultimate thought of God concerning man.
同伴这个字的意义贯穿了整本的圣经，然后作为神关于人的那个最终的思想。
If you pick up your Bible.
如果你读到你的圣经的话
If you begin reading in Genesis,
如果你开始从创世纪来读起
and if you read all the way to Revelation,
如果你一直读到最后的启示录
and if somehow in reading all those pages,
如果你读过这本圣经
you miss this undeniable, undeviating principle,
然后你就没有看见这个无法抵赖这个没有办法违背的这个原则
then you have missed the heart of God,
然后 你就已经错过了，迷失了神的心意。
Think of it, brothers and sisters.
我们要思想这件事情。
How privileged we are as the human race.
作为一个人类被创造，我们是有何等的特权
？No animal has that privilege.
没有任何的动物有这样的一个特权。
No angelic being has that privilege.
甚至没有天使有这样的一个特殊的地位。
Only man has that privilege.
只有人才有这样的一个特别的地位。
You know, I think there must have been a broken-hearted moment from God in the Scripture.
我相信在圣经里边也有一个时刻，神的心破碎。
He created man to be his eternal companion.
他把人创造作为他自己永远的同伴。
And you know Adam and Eve sinned. You know the story.
但是你知道这个故事，亚当和夏娃犯罪了。
And after they sinned, they hid from him the presence of God.
他们犯罪以后，他们就躲避神的面。
And you remember what it says in Genesis 3?
你记不记得在创世纪第三章那边所说的
？And God cried out.
神就在那边哭喊他。
Where art thou?
你在哪里
？It must have been a broken heart, he cried out.
实在是神带着一个破碎的心在那边呼喊。
He must have been thinking you were made for this incredible, special purpose.
他一定在那边想，我造的人是有一个极特殊的一个目的的。
Where art thou? To me, that touches me deeply.
这实在是深深的摸着我。
Well, the other part about God searching for man.Is there's a searching process in the Bible?
关于神寻找人这件事，另外一个方面就是有这样的一个过程。
All through the Bible, we see this searching process.
整本的圣经都给我们看见神找人的那个过程。
You see it with Noah.
我们看见挪亚。
God finds a righteous man in Noah.
神在挪亚身上找到了一个义人。
You see it with Abraham.
你看亚伯拉罕。
You see it with Moses.
你看摩西。
And I don't know if you've ever noticed it in the Word of God.
我不知道你是不是注意到神的话里边这件事。
But Moses is given a very special name.
但是摩西却有一个特别的名字。
He's called the man of God.
他被称为神人。
That shows God's heart.
这是在告诉我们神的心。
This searching process never ends. He's looking and he's looking.
这样的一个寻找过程一直没有完结，神一直在寻找寻找。
I often put it this way.
我经常这样子来说。
God is always calling.
神一直在呼喊。
And God is always looking for a response.
神一直在那边等候一个回应。
I remember when I went back to school to get my master's degree.
我记得我回到学校来得到我的硕士学位。
I took one of my favorite courses.
我修了一门我最喜欢的课。
It was the history of jazz.
是一个历史的。
You might wonder what a structural engineer was doing taking the history of jazz.
G-I-S? 哦，爵士乐的历史。这跟工程没有关系 ，right? Has nothing to do with engineer, right?
Has nothing to do with engineer,
right?
It was my favorite course.
但是是我最喜欢的一门课。
I had to convince what do you call it? the person who looks over you to let me take this course. But I remind him it was an elective.
我必须要说服那位来监督我们选课的那个人，我必须要告诉他说这是一个选修课。
And it was a principle I learned in that course.
但是在那门课里，我学到了一个原则。
The earliest jazz was called call and response.
最早的那个爵士音乐呢，就被称作是呼喊、呼召和回应。
And some of you are as old as I am.
有些与我年龄相仿的人。
And I grew up watching those Tarzan movies.
然后我小时候就看那个人猿泰山的电影。
I remember you, Tarzan, and me, Jane, and the chimpanzee.
I don't know what that is.
He doesn't even have a chance. He'll never translate that.
Okay.
But there was something unique I heard, even as a child, in Africa, those drums would play so loudly.
我记得在那里边描述，在非洲那个地方，那个鼓敲的是那么的响。
In a far distant.
在很远处。
And then soon, if you listen very carefully, in another distant place, more drums would play, and they would play the exact same thing that they heard.
然后你就开始听见有一些更远的地方也有鼓声来回应。
This is call and response.
这就被称作回应。
God has been searching for man.
神在这边寻找一个人。
He has been calling man from a distant place.
他是从很远的地方就来呼召人。
Over and over, he is calling man.
他一再的在那边呼召人。
And all he wants from man is that simple response of heart.
他就是需要得到人的一个简单的一个回应。
So I conclude that the Bible is call and response.
所以我就把圣经称作是呼召以及回应。
We see this searching process in numerous people through the Bible.
我们在圣经里边，在很多的人物身上看见神寻找人的那个过程。
But one of the most evident places is in David.
但是一个非常特殊的一个地方就是在大卫的身上。
Do you remember what 1 Samuel 13 verse 14 says?
你记不记得在撒母耳记上第十三章第十四节所说的那句话？
It's an incredible statement.
这是一件非常非常令人难以置信的一个陈述。
It says Jehovah has sought him a man after his own heart.
这边说耶和华在找到了一位合他心意的人。
That's the searching process.
这是神寻找人的那个过程。
But then when you go to the New Testament in Acts chapter 13 verse 22.
然后你来到新约圣经使徒行传十一章二十三节。
This is what God said.
这是神所说的。
He says, I have found David.
他说我找到了大卫。
How that must have delighted God's heart.
这是何等让神的心意
喜悦。Not only was he searching for David,
他不仅仅在那边寻找大卫。
But he found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who shall do all my will.
但是他最后找到了大卫，找到了耶西的儿子大卫，他要完全来合神的心意。做神的旨意。
I want to tell you something I hope encourages you.
我想告诉你一件事，希望你能受到鼓舞。
God is not searching for perfect people.
神没有在寻找一个完美的人。
If he was searching for perfect people, I wouldn't be here.
如果他真的是在找完美的人的话，我都不会站在这里。
I don't want to offend my host here in San Antonio.
我不。
But if he was searching for perfect people, you wouldn't be here.
我不愿意得罪在这边San Antonio的弟兄姊妹。如果他寻找一个完美的人的话，你也不会在这里。
And even Daniel wouldn't be here.
Daniel 也不会在这里。
David was not perfect.
大卫不是一位完美的人。
That's encouraging.
这实在是令人鼓舞。
But he was sought.
但是神在寻找。
And he was found.
而且神找到了他。
And he was used by God.
而且神使用了他。
Brothers and sisters, this is our encouragement.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是一个鼓舞。
He's not looking for ones that are perfect.
他没有在找一个完美的人。
He's looking for ones that will respond with heart.
他是在寻找那些用心来回应他的人。
And those that respond with heart, he can use.
那些用心来回应他的人，他就可以使用。
When you look into the Old Testament concerning David,
如果你在旧约圣经里面读到关于大卫的事，
you see all the kings of Israel,
你看见所有以色列的王，
and all the kings of Judah,
所有犹大的王，
are compared to David.
他们都要用大卫来做比较。
It says they weren't perfect in heart like David.
都说到他们没有像大卫那样心意完全。
David was perfect in heart.
大卫在心这方面是在神面前是完全的。
Oh, how that encourages me in the Lord.
这实在是在主里边鼓励我。
I think this is a very clear principle.
我相信这是一个非常清楚的原则。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹，
God found the man in the Son of Man.
神在人子的身上找到了这位他要找的人。
He found his ultimate man in his Son, our Lord Jesus.
他在他的儿子我们的主耶稣基督的身上找到了那个他所要的人。
He was the perfect man.
他是这位完美的人。
He was the man that never sinned.
他是这位永远不犯从没有犯过罪永远不犯罪的人。
As a matter of fact, when the Lord Jesus referred to himself on earth,
事实上，主耶稣在地上，当他指他自己的时候
，He most often referred to himself as Son of Man.
他经常的用人子这个字来指他自己。
God had found his man.
神已经找到了那位人。
Thank God he was a perfect man.
我们感谢主，他是那位完美的人。
He was the ultimate man.
他是那位终极的人。
He was not only the humble man.
他不仅仅是一位谦卑的人。
He became the exalted man.
他也成为一个被升高、被高升的人。
So John Piper says this.
所以约翰派伯说
Son of man has a double meaning.
人子有一个两方面的意义
Of a human being.
一个指的是人类
And according to Daniel 7.
一个根据但以理第七章
The exalted heavenly one.
他是那位已经高升到属天的人
Here God found his perfect man.
这里神找到了那位完美的人
The search was over.
现在这个寻找已经结束了
Have you ever lost something and searched for it and never found it?
你有没有丢失过东西，一直在找，总找不到呢？
I remember when I was a little boy growing up in Richmond.
我记得我在 Richmond 长大，作为一个小孩子。
I had this little army man that I bought.
我买了一个这个小军人的玩具。
It wasn't much, but it was precious to me.
虽然不很值钱，对我来讲却是很重要。
And somehow I lost it on the streets.
但是我不知道为什么我在街上把它丢掉。
And I went searching around and around the block till dark.
然后我就在那个街区找来找去，一直找到天黑。
And I never found that man.
然后我一直没有找到那个人。
But God found his man.
但是神在这边找到了他要找的人。
Isn't that incredible encouragement?
这是何等的一个鼓舞。
Brothers and sisters, we are accepted in the beloved.
弟兄姊妹，我们在神的爱子里边得蒙接纳。
We're put into the man Christ Jesus.
我们被放进到这个人基督耶稣里。
When you believe in the Lord Jesus, you're put into Christ.
当你相信接受主耶稣的时候，你被放进到基督的里面。
That perfect man.
这是神的完美的人。
And God's heart is satisfied with that perfect man.
神的心意在这个人的身上得以满足。
This is the seeking process.
这是神寻找人的那个过程。
And this is the result.
这就是那个结果。
Turn with me to Philippians chapter 2.
我们翻到腓立比书第二章。
I think you're familiar with these verses.
我相信你很熟悉这些经节。
Paul saw something nobody else saw as clearly.
很清楚，保罗看见了一些别人看不见的东西。
Verse 5.
第五节。
For let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Who is subsisting in the form of God did not esteem it an object of rapine to be on equality with God.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
But he emptied himself, taking on the bondman's form, taking his place in the likeness of men.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
And having been found in the figure as a man, humbled himself, becoming obedient even unto death, and that the death of the cross.
既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Not only was he that humble man.
我们不仅看见这个谦卑的人。
Listen to what else it says.
我们再听一听下面所说的。
He became that exalted man.
他就成为那个身为至高的人。
Wherefore also God highly exalted him and granted him a name that was above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of heavenly and earthly and infernal beings and every tongue confess,That Jesus Christ is Lord to God the Father's glory.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
Look at Psalm 8.
看诗篇第八篇。
I think you probably know these verses.
我想也许你们知道这些经节。
Psalm 8,
诗篇第八篇
verses 4 through 6,
第四到第六节
What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him?
人算什么你竟顾念他，世人算什么你竟眷顾他。
Thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and splendor.
你叫他比天使微小一点，并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
Thou hast made him to rule over the works of thy hands.
你派他管理你手所造的。
And thou hast put everything under his feet.
你使万有都伏在他的脚下。
This is that humble man.
这是那位谦卑的人。
This is that exalted man.
这是那位高升的人。
This is the man God wanted.
这是神所要的那个人。
This is the man God found.
这是那个神所找到的。
This is the man that completed his purpose.
这是那位把神的旨意完成的那个人。
That companionship can be restored through this man.
这个同伴的关系能够借着这个人得以恢复。
It doesn't matter how far we've gone away from God.
不在乎我们离开神有多远。
All can be restored through this one man.
借着这一个人，所有的事情都可以与重新与神和好。
Look at Hebrews chapter 2.
我们再看希伯来书第二章。
Verses 9 and 10.
第九到第十节。
It says this.
他这样说。
But now I'll begin in verse 8.
我从第八节开始。
But now we see not yet all things subjected to him, but we see Jesus, who was made some little inferior to the angels on account of the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, so that by the grace of God he should taste death for every man.
只是如今我们还不见万物都服他。唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受死的苦，就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕，叫他因着神的恩为人人尝了死味。
For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make perfect the leader of their salvation through suffering.
原来那为万物所属为万物所本的要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全本是何宜的。
Here is God's secret.
这是神的一个秘诀。
Here is the man that died for every man.
这是一个人这是神的儿子为所有的人死。
Everyone in this auditorium,
每一位坐在这个礼堂的人
and everyone in this world,
每一位生在这个世上的人
need never die,
我们都不需要再死
because this man died for us.
因为这个人替我们死了
and this man
这位人
has been exalted,
已经得以高升
and because of this man's death,
因着这个人的死
he is now bringing many sons to glory.
他现在要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去
You need to understand this principle in God's word.
我们需要在神的话语里边看见这个原则。
God is searching for man.
神在这边寻找人。
And God has found his man.
而且神找到了他要找的人。
And God is satisfied with man.
神已经被人得满足了。
Now there's another thing I want us to look at.
我要让大家看另外的一点。
If we're ever going to understand the importance of Barnabas, we need to understand this.
如果我们要想明白巴拿巴的那个重要性，我们必须要明白这一点。
We need to see something of the substance of this man, Barnabas.
我们需要看见巴拿巴这个人他的内涵。
We need to see what set this man, Barnabas, apart from other men.
我们需要看见是什么使巴拿巴与众不同。
Because I believe, dear brothers and sisters,
因为我相信
In the end, God is looking for the same things in us as man.
到最后，神在我们的里面也需要看见同样的东西。
Now, I hope all you sisters aren't offended at me tonight.
我希望姊妹们没有被我这句话说
You obviously understand when I say man, I mean man and women.
你应该了解，当我说到人的时候，我是包括男人也包括女人。
You know I mean brothers and sisters.
你知道我是因为我是在说弟兄姊妹。
All of you sisters that have left the room can come back in.
所有那些离开了的姊妹现在可以回来了。
And let me finish the message.
所以我可以把我的信息讲完。
It seems to me that we have to understand what the substance of this man was.
我们需要明白这个人的内涵到底是什么。
In Antioch, there's not only the movement.
在安提阿这个地方不仅有神运行做工。
In Antioch, there's not only the message.
在安提阿这个地方不仅有神的信息。
In Antioch, one of the most important things we see is the man himself.
在安提阿这个地方我们看见最重要的就是那个人。
The heavenly principle
这个属天的原则
that we see in Antioch
我们在安提阿这边所看见
is the man that God chooses and uses for his purpose
就是那个神所拣选并且使用来成就他目的的人
Now as I said earlier we don't know everything about Barnabas
我早先提到我们并不知道所有关于巴拿巴的事
As a matter of fact, I find it incredibly interesting that we know so little about Barnabas.
其实非常让人惊讶的是我们知道这么少关于他的事。
But as I meditated and thought about Barnabas,
但是当我来思考默想关于巴拿巴的这个人
it seems we know enough about Barnabas to make a difference.
但是我们好像已经知道了足够的 材料能够了解他。
So let's think about some of these distinguishing factors of Barnabas.
所以我们就来看这些能够使他与众不同的这些因素。
Turn back to Acts chapter 4.
我们翻回到第四章，使徒行传第四章。
This thing seems to stand out to me.
对我来讲，这些事情好像非常的显眼。
Barnabas, the difference between Barnabas and other men is this.
与巴拿巴与别人不同的点在这里。
Barnabas was constrained and not compelled.
巴拿巴是被神的爱所激励，而不是被神的爱所强迫。
It's a big difference from being constrained and compelled.
被激励与被强迫是有很大的不同。
Barnabas stands out in the record of the early church.
在早期教会的那个记录里边，巴拿巴是非常令人注目的。
When we read about the record of the early church in Acts chapter 4,
我们在读到第四章这边记载初期教会的那个光景。
We read about the great movement of God.
我们也在这边看见神那个伟大的运行。
And in verse 33, we read two phrases.
在第33章我们看见两句话。
This describes how great the movement of God was in the early church.
这就描述了在初代教会神所做的那个大的工。
It says, and with great power,Did the apostles give witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all.
使徒大有能力，见证主耶稣复活，众人也都蒙大恩。
Great power.
大有能力。
Great grace.
大蒙大恩。
This was the conditions in the early church.
这就是初期教会的那个光景。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is not the church's power.
弟兄姊妹，这个不是教会本身的力量。
This great power is the divine power.
这个能力是神的能力。
It's his power.
是他的能力。
I find it remarkable about Christians.
我觉得基督徒实在是非常的奇妙。
They say, I have to live the Christian life.
他们说我们要活一个基督徒的生活。
I always tell believers.
但是我总是告诉信徒们
You can't live the Christian life.
你没有办法过一个基督徒的生活。
I've had numerous people tell me the Christian life is difficult.
很多的人告诉我说基督徒的生活是很困难的。
I tell them all the same thing.
我告诉他们我都用同样的话跟他们说。
I say the Christian life is not difficult.
我告诉他们说基督徒的生活不是很困难。
The Christian life is impossible.
基督徒的生活是不可能的。
Do you get the difference?
你知道这个区别吗?
You were never intended to live the Christian life.
神从来没有让我们来过一个基督徒的生活。
It's not by your power.
不是靠着你自己的能力。
It's not by your life.
不是因着你自己的生命。
What distinguished the early church was that great power.
使初代教会这样子的与众不同是因为他们大有能力
It was the divine power.
是神的出于神的能力
The Apostle Paul revealed the secret.
所以使徒保罗就把这个秘诀告诉我
He said it's Christ in me the hope of glory.
他说基督在我的里面成了有荣耀的盼望
He said to the Galatian church it's no longer me that lives.
他说这个加拉太的这个教会实在不需要再活了
But it's Christ that lives in me.
但是而是基督在我的里面活我不需要活了
Do you understand the difference?
我们明白这个不同吗这个差别吗
I explain it simply like this.
我要简单的来说是这样
Christ died, so you no longer need to die.
基督死了，所以我们就不用再死了。
I think most of us evangelicals get that simple point.
很多的福音派的信徒能够很明白这一点。
Christ died for me, and therefore I will never die.
基督为替我而死，所以我就不用再死了。
That's good basic doctrine.
这是非常好的基本的这个教义。
But how many of us get the other point?
但是有多少的人明白另外的一个点呢？
Christ lives in me, so I no longer need to live.
因为基督在我里边活着，所以我这个人不用再靠自己活了。
That's the secret of the Christian life.
这才是基督徒生活的那个秘诀。
The secret of the Christian life is not you living at all.
基督徒生活的秘诀是你不需要再活了。
But it's Christ living in you. That's the secret.
而是让基督在你的里面来活出来，这才是那个秘诀。
Great power.
这是大有能力。
And great grace.
而且蒙大恩。
What divine favor has been placed upon us as men and women?
作为男人和女人，神把何等大的恩典赐给了我们。
I love the book of Ephesians.
我非常的喜爱以弗所书。
I don't know what your favorite books are in the Bible.
我不知道你在圣经里面最喜欢哪卷书。
But certainly Ephesians is one of my favorite books.
但是以弗所书实在是我最喜欢的一卷之一。
And that book tries to explain the grace of God that has been poured out on us as human beings.
这卷书要解释给我们听，神把什么样的大恩典倾倒在我们人的身上。
And it uses a couple phrases.
他用了一些特别的词。
It talks about the riches of his grace.
说到神恩典的丰富。
And when the apostle is trying to describe it even further,
当使徒要继续来描述这样的恩典的时候，
he talks about the exceeding riches of his grace.
他说那个超越的那个恩典。
What grace has been poured out on us?
倾倒在我们身上这个恩典是何等的恩典。
Grace was what was in the early church.
在早期教会给我们看见他们是蒙了大恩的。
Now that's the place where we see Barnabas come on the scene.
我们就在这样的一个地方看见巴拿巴出现。
And we read these verses in beginning in verse 34.
从34节开始。
For neither was there anyone in want among them, for as many as were owners of lands or houses, selling them, brought the price of what they sold and laid it at the feet of the apostles, and distribution was made for each according as anyone might have need.
内中也没有一个缺乏的，因为人都将田产房屋卖了，把所卖的价银拿来放在使徒脚前，照个人所需用的分给个人。
And listen to this.
听这一句。
And Joseph, who had been surnamed Barnabas by the apostles, which is being interpreted son of consolation, a Levite.
有一个利未人身在居比路，名叫约瑟，使徒称他为巴拿巴。巴拿巴翻出来就是劝慰子。
Cyprian by birth, being possessed of land, having sold it,brought the money and laid it at the feet of the apostle.
他有田地也卖了，把价银拿来放在使徒脚前。
Now, brothers and sisters, I don't know about you, but this used to hang me up terribly.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道关于你，但是这些话有些时候让我有点琢磨不透。
I took it at face value and thought it meant we'd sell everything we own.
然后我就好像在这边不明白，为什么他要把所有自己的东西都卖掉？
Bring it and lay it at the feet of the leaders.
然后就拿过来放在教会领袖的脚前。
And that's what the New Testament law was all about.
这个好像就是新约圣经给我们看见的那个律法。
But then I discovered the secret.
然后呢，我就明白了那里边的秘诀。
The secret was this is not a New Testament law.
这个秘诀就是说，这个不是新约的那个律法。
They weren't compelled to give what they had.
他们不是被强迫要来给。
They weren't forced to give what they had.
他们没有被别人强迫来把他们的东西卖掉。
They were constrained to give what they had.
但是他们却被爱所激励，他们要来把他们的给出来。
Do you understand the difference?
你能够明白这个不同吗？
I believe there's a vast difference.
我相信有一个巨大的不同。
I think some people so misunderstand this portion of scripture.
我觉得有很多的人他们实在是不明白，误解了这段圣经。
They somehow think this is New Testament socialism.
他们是觉得这是新约圣经里边的社会主义。
Or they somehow think it's a gentler, kinder communism.
或者是一个更温柔、更有人性的一个共产主义。
You know, after all, the motto of communism sounds almost like the scripture here.
因为共产主义的那个模型听起来就像这边所描述的这种情形。
It says from each.According to his ability, to each according to his needs.
共产主义就是说到要各尽所能，按需分配。
Doesn't that sound? I don't know what you said.
Okay, they understand that. I literally translated.
You literally translated. Yeah. It seems to me we misunderstand this.
但是我们在这边好像是误解了。
The difference about Barnabas is a universal part.
这边我们看见巴拿巴它是一个 universal part.
A universal part from this thinking of we just read.
从这边我们能看见一个
Your quote that you were so literal about.
从这边我们看见一个真是普世实用的一个原则。
He was constrained by the love of the Christ.
他是被基督的爱所激励的。
Brothers and sisters, this is what the Lord is looking for in a man.
这是神所要寻找的那个人。
He's not looking for those that live under some sort of New Testament law.
他没有在寻找那些要来遵守新约律法的人。
He's not looking for those that live under some sort of kinder, gentler communism.
他没有在寻找那些想来实现一种比较有人性的共产主义。
He's not looking for those who live under some sort of socialism, Christian socialism.
他并不是在寻找那些好像要过一种社会主义生活的基督徒。
He is looking for those who are constrained by the love of the Christ.
神在那边寻找那些被基督的爱所激励的基督徒。
Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
我们看一下哥林多后书第五章。
14 and 15.
第14章14节和15节。
This is what happened to Barnabas.
这就是对这就是
This is what God wants to happen to us.
这就是神在巴拿巴身上所看见也希望在我们身上所找到的。
For the love of the Christ constrains us.
原来基督的爱激励我们。
Having judged this.
因为我们想。
That one died for all, then all died.
一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。
And he died for all that those who live should no longer live to themselves.
并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活。
But to him who died for them and has been raised.
乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
This is the secret.
这是那个秘诀。
He is looking for a man that is constrained by the love of Christ.
神在那边寻找一个受被基督的爱所激励的人。
Let me ask you, brothers and sisters, have you been constrained by the love of Christ?
弟兄姊妹，让我问你，你有没有受基督的爱所激励呢？
If you're not constrained by the love of the Christ,
如果你没有被基督的爱所激励，
you will live for yourself.
然后你就要为自己而活。
But it's a strange thing that happened.
但是这边有一个奇妙的事发生了。
When you're constrained by the love of the Christ,
如果你被神的爱所激，基督的爱所激励。
There's a new sheriff in town.
然后你就一个完，你就在一个完全不同的权势底下。
There's a new one that takes over our heart.
就有一个人来把我们的心夺过去。
We don't mind giving up our freedoms and all that we are to this one who loves us so.
为着这样子爱我们灵魂的那一位，我们愿意放弃我们所有的权利。
First of all, Barnabas was not compelled by law.But constrained by the love of the Christ.
所以第一点，巴拿巴不是被一个律法所强迫，而是被基督的爱所激励的一位人。
There's an interesting story in Acts chapter 5.
在使徒行传第五章有一个很有趣的故事。
You probably know it.
大多数弟兄姊妹应该都知道。
It's about Ananias and Sapphira.
是关于亚拿尼亚和撒菲拉的故事。
It's a tragic story.
是一个悲剧。
But here are people that saw what Barnabas did.
但是这些人他们看见了巴拿巴所做的事。
And they saw the recognition that he got.
他们看见了巴拿巴如何的被承认。
And somehow they thought they would imitate what Barnabas did.
然后他们就想来模仿巴拿巴的行为。
And they didn't do a very good job of it.
他们没有做得很好。
They sold their land.
他们把他们的田地卖了。
They decided together what they would tell the apostles.
然后他们两个就商量说他们要怎么来跟这个使徒们讲。
They said we sold it for this much.
他们就跟使徒说我们只卖了这么多钱。
And they sold it for something else.
但是他们其实是卖了不同的价。
And the apostle Peter said you've lied to the Holy Spirit.
使徒彼得就对他们说你们是欺哄圣灵了。
And poor Ananias fell dead right there.
然后这个可怜的亚拿尼亚就在当场就死了。
And he had a quick burial.
然后很快就把他埋葬。
Three hours.
大概就三个小时。
And then along comes Sapphira, you know the story.
然后撒菲拉就来了，你就知道这个故事。
By the way, Peter, how much did you sell that land for?
然后彼得就问他，彼得就问他说：“你这换了多少，卖了多少钱呢？”
She conspired with her husband.
因为她是跟她的丈夫一起计谋的。
And she too fell down dead.
所以她也死了。
Now that story is not to depress us.
这个故事不是要来让我们感觉很沮丧。
That story is to show us the difference between ones who are constrained by the love of the Christ.
这个故事要告诉我们看见这个区别，就是一个人他被基督的爱所激励。
And ones who sort of outwardly conform to a rule.
然后另外的一个人就好像被外面的这些规条所强迫。
It says the fear of God fell upon everybody.
说到每个人都开始
Thank God, there was such a living testimony.
我们在他在巴拿巴身上看见活的见证。
So I hope this you get very clearly.
我希望你看这一点非常的清楚。
The man of God is to be constrained by the love of the Christ and not compelled by man.
属神的人必须要被基督的爱所激励，而不是被人的命令所推动。
That makes the difference.
这就是很大的不同。
Second point.
第二个点。
This Barnabas, who was called Joseph, we read, was surnamed Barnabas by the apostles, which was being interpreted son of consolation or son of encouragement.
这位叫做约瑟被使徒称为巴拿巴的人，巴拿巴的名字翻出来就是劝慰子。
To me, this reveals his substance.
这个对我来讲揭示了他的内涵。
First of all, he was a son of encouragement.
首先他是一位劝慰子。
Now, when you read this story here in the Bible,
当你读圣经里面的这段故事
you realize in this short section, Barnabas is the only person mentioned by name in that short section.
我们要看见这边巴拿巴是唯一的一个被给出信的人。
He had such character.
他是这样子的一个有特点的人。
There was something in him so tremendous.
在他的里面是这样的有特点。
That the apostles gave him this special name.
所以使徒就给他一个特别的名称。
They said, you're not Joseph.
他们就说你不叫约瑟。
You're Barnabas.
你被称为巴拿巴。
You're the son of comfort.
你是劝慰子。
The son of consolation.
你是安慰人的人。
The son of encouragement.
你是鼓舞人的人。
I think this is an incredible thought.
我觉得这是实在让人难以置信的想法。
Now, why is this so important for the man of God?
为什么这对人神的人属神的人特别重要呢？
Turn with me to 2 Corinthians.
我们翻回到哥林多前书，哥林多后书
，Chapter 3.
第三章。
Chapter 1, pardon me.
第一章。
I think you know this verse. 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多后书第一章。
Verses 3 through 7.
第三到第七节。
Listen to this.
听。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassions, and the God of all encouragement.
愿颂赞归于我们的主，耶稣基督的父神，就是发慈悲的父，赐各样安慰的神。
The God of all encouragement.
赐各样安慰的神。
Who encourages us in all our tribulation, that we may be able also to encourage those that are in any way, in any tribulation, whatever, through the encouragement which we have ourselves are encouraged of God.
我们在一切患难中他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭各样患难的人。
Because even as the sufferings of the Christ abound towards us, so through the Christ does our encouragement also abound.
我们既多受基督的苦楚，就靠基督多得安慰。
But whether we are in tribulation, it is for your encouragement, and salvation wrought in the endurance of the same sufferings which we also suffer.
我们受患难呢？是叫你们得安慰，得拯救。我们得安慰呢，也是为叫你们得安慰。这安慰能叫你们忍受我们所受的那样的苦楚。
And our hope for you is sure, or whether we are encouraged, it is for your encouragement and salvation, knowing that as ye are partakers of the sufferings, so also of the encouragement.
我们为你们所存的盼望是确定的。因为知道你们既是同受苦楚，也必同得安慰。
Son of encouragement.
劝慰子。
Think about it.
我们要思想这件事。
Think about this incredible section of scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
我们要思考这一段哥林多后书第一章的经文。
How these scriptures have encouraged millions of hearts down through the ages.
在历史历代，这段经文安慰了多少遭受患难的各样患难的人。
It tells us that God is the God of all encouragement.
这边告诉我们说，神是赐各样安慰的神。
He tells us He gives us encouragement in whatever tribulation we find ourselves.
他告诉我们，无论在各样的患难里边，他都可以来安慰我们。
And he tells us that encouragement gets into us.
他说那些患难临到我们。
And we're able to encourage others regardless of the difficulty they find themselves in.
我们就可以无论遭受多大的苦难，都可以去安慰那些遭受同样患难的人。
With that encouragement that comes from God.
然后用神所安慰我们的安慰去安慰别人。
So what does this tell us?
这些告诉我们什么呢？
Barnabas.Was first and foremost godlike.
首先，巴拿巴是一位像神一样的人。
Barnabas was conformed to the image of Christ.
巴拿巴被磨成像神爱子的形象。
Barnabas exhibited the very nature of who God is.
巴拿巴在那边彰显了神自己的所是。
If the God is, if God is the God of all encouragement.
如果神是一位安慰是各样安慰的神
And this is the son of encouragement,
然后他这边就有一个劝慰子
Then we see one who is godlike.
然后我们就看见在这边一位像神的人
Brothers and sisters, I believe that's what the Lord's looking for in man.
弟兄姊妹我相信这是神今天在我们人身上所要找到的
It's not natural encouragement.
这个不是那种出于天然的会安慰人的人。
It's supernatural encouragement.
而是超然的能够安慰人的人。
You know, it's not whether you're a positive person or melancholic.
不是在乎你是一位非常的积极的人或者是一位多愁善感的人。
This encouragement doesn't come from us.
这样的一个安慰不是出于我们自己的天性。
This encouragement comes from God Himself.
这样的一个安慰是来自于神自己。
And this encouragement that comes from God Himself.
这样的一个安慰是来自于神的自己。
Has the most incredible power.
这个就带着极大的能力。
It's able to encourage those in the most difficult of tribulation.
他就能够来安慰那些在最大的患难和试炼里头的人。
This is what Barnabas was like.
这就是巴拿巴的所事。
Barnabas was such a son of encouragement.
巴拿巴是这样的一位安慰子。
Then when God moved so greatly in Antioch,
当神在安提阿这边做大工的时候
the apostles had one man they thought of.
这些使徒们就想到了一个人可以打发去。
Think about it, brothers and sisters.
想一想这件事情。
They could have sent anyone.
他们可以打发别人去。
They could have chosen anyone.
他们可以拣选任何的人。
But they chose this son of encouragement.
但是他们却拣选了安慰子。
Now here's the thought I have for you.
这是我为大家的一个意念。
Are we sons of encouragement?
我们是不是这位劝慰子呢?
Is this nature in us?
这样的一个性格是不是在我们里头呢?
Are we given to the saints as sons of consolation?
我们是不是给圣徒赐给打发这个安慰子到圣徒中间去呢?
This is the godlike character I believe he's looking for in the man he chooses.
我相信这就是像神的那个性格，神今天一样在我们身上要寻找到。
Another thing about Barnabas.
关于巴拿巴另外的一点。
When Barnabas goes to Antioch,
当巴拿巴来到了安提阿。
He doesn't try to control God's work.
他没有试着去控制神的工作。
Look at Acts chapter 11 again.
我们再回到《使徒行传》十一章。
Verse 23 and verse 22. And the report concerning them reached the ears of the assembly, which was in Jerusalem. And they sent out Barnabas to go through as far as Antioch.Who having arrived and seeing the grace of God rejoiced and exhorted all with purpose of heart to cleave unto the Lord.
这风声传到耶路撒冷教会人的耳中，他们就打发巴拿巴出去，直到安提阿为止。他到了那里，看见神所赐的恩，就欢喜，劝勉众人，立定心志，恒久靠主。
This is what it says of Barnabas.
这是关于巴拿巴所说到的。
He went to Antioch.
他来到了安提阿。
He saw the grace of God.
他看见了神所赐的恩。
He saw that very same great grace that he saw back in Jerusalem.
他看见了就在耶路撒冷那边所看见的同样的大恩。
And he knew that Antioch was God's work.
所以他就知道安提阿是神所做的工作。
And he dare not take control of God's work.
所以他就不敢去控制神所做的工作。
But he rejoiced and exhorted them in the Lord.
然后他就欢喜，而且他就劝勉众人。
Now I think this is a very great problem.
我觉得这是今天一个极大的问题。
Too many gifted and raised up of God take over the work of God and make it their own.
太多那些有恩赐的被神兴起的领袖，他们就把神的工攥在自己的手里头。
Brothers and sisters, I believe the man God is looking for doesn't take over the work of God and make it his own.
我相信神所拣选、神所选择的这些人不会把神的工作拿来当成自己的工作。
But he sees what God is doing.
但是他却看见了神的工
作。He rejoices with what God is doing.
然后他就欢喜神所做的。
He builds up what God is doing.
然后他就在那边帮着神一起建造。
He comes alongside with what God's doing.
所以他就与神同工。
This is the secret of the man of God.
这就是神的人，属神的人的那个秘诀。
I remember our early years in Richmond so clearly.
我非常清楚地记得我们在 Richmond 那个地方开始聚会的时候。
We used to have so many come through Richmond.
我们知道有很多的人他们经过 Richmond 这个地方。
And many that came through Richmond had us all figured out the first time they came to Richmond.
他们来到聚会里面第一天他们就知道我们这边是什么样子。
They knew everything that was wrong with us.
他们就一下看见我们的看出我们的毛病来。
They knew everything that needed to be fixed among us.
他们马上就知道我们有什么问题需要被改正。
And they had an idea of how everything ought to be done in Richmond.
而且他们有这样的一个清楚的看见说 Richmond 这个聚会的事情应该这样子来做。
It was a terrible thing.
这实在是很可怕的事情。
I remember how angry, I shouldn't tell you this, but I remember how angry our brother Stephen used to get.
我不应该告诉你们这一点，但是我告诉你们，我们那个时候，包括 Steve, 江弟兄，我们都是非常的气愤。
He used to tell me, he said, they haven't been here.
他经常跟我说他们还没有到这个地方呢。
How do they know?
他们怎么会知道这些事情?
How do they know what we need?
他们怎么会知道我们所需要的是这样呢?
How do they know who we are?
他们怎么知道我们是谁呢?
Often God had to deliver us from ambitious men.
很多的时候神要拯救我们脱离那些有野心的人。
It seems to me that this is a great danger.
对我来讲
And this is a very great thing we see in Barnabas.
但是在巴拿巴的身上，我们看见何等伟大的一件事。
May the Lord deliver us from ambitious men.
愿神拯救我们脱离那些有野心的人。
And may the Lord raise up many Barnabases among us.
愿神在我们的中间兴起更多像巴拿巴这样的人。
Those that can see the grace of God.
那些能够看见神的恩。
Those that can come alongside.
那些愿意来与神同行的人。
And those that can encourage.
那些能够鼓舞的人。
I believe this is what God is looking for.
我相信这是神今天所要寻找的人。
There's another thing about Barnabas.
关于巴拿巴还有另外一
个。I think it's absolutely important.
我觉得是完全绝对重要的。
It says of Barnabas in verse 24.
在二十四节这边说到巴拿巴。
For he was a good man.
说到他是个好人。
And full of the Holy Spirit and of faith.
被圣灵充满大有信心。
And a large crowd of people were added to the Lord.
于是有许多的人归服了主。
I remember meditating on that verse.
我记得我默想这句经节。
Thinking, it didn't say he was a great man.
我想到他没有说他是一个伟人。
It said he was a good man.
但是说到他是一位好人。
Brothers and sisters, I think this is a real key to Barnabas.
我觉得这是巴拿巴的一个秘诀。
No one that is really used by God will ever say he's a great man.
那些神所使用的人，没有人会说他们是伟人。
God is looking for good men.
神在这边寻找好人。
God is looking for good women.
神在这边寻找好的妇女。
I remember one year I was very young in the Lord.
我记得那一年我在主里边还很年幼的时候。
Brother Stephen told me this, and I've never forgotten it.
江弟兄告诉我这句话，我永远不会忘记。
He said, "The age of great men of God is over."
他说属神的那个伟人的时代已经过去了。
God is looking for the body of Christ.
神现在在寻找基督的身体。
God is looking for many members to take their place.
神在这边寻找那些肢体，他们要来在自己的岗位上发挥功用。
Thank God that there are men he uses.
我们感谢那些神所使用的人。
But I think this is a very important issue that we need good men.
我觉得这是一个非常大的问题，就是我们实在需要好人。
I remember years ago when we went through a very great crisis in Richmond.
我记得多年前在 Richmond 我们经历了这样的一个危机。
It is painful for me to even recall.
现在回想起来都让我非常的难过。
I thought the church, I thought things were over.
我觉得事情已经过去了。
And as I began to seek the Lord began to show me something.
但是当我来寻求神的时候，神就开始来给我看见。
Why did this happen?
然后我就在想，为什么这样发生？
How could this happen in the house of God?
这样的事情怎么能发生在神的家里头呢？
And then there was a verse that came to my heart.
然后有一句经文就到了我的心中。
I have made it my prayer.
我已经祷告过了。
It's in Jeremiah 45 verse 5.
是在耶利米书45章。
Jeremiah
45,
verse
5.
You may know this verse. It says, And seekest thou great things for thyself? Seek them not.
你为自己图谋大事吗？不要图谋。
Think of it, Barnabas could have come in.
想一想，巴拿巴这个时候可以来到安提阿。
He could have sought great things for himself.
他可以为自己来做大事。
He could have made himself the center of the work.
他可以把他自己变成那个工作的中心。
He could have taken the disciples to himself.
他可以把所有的门徒都召集到自己的跟前。
But I believe this substance of this man was this way.
但是我相信这个人的内涵使他可以这样。
He wasn't a great man.
他不是一位伟人。
He was a good man.
他是一位好人。
Remember the story of D.L. Moody.
记得关于穆迪弟兄的一个故事。
It's, you know, D.L. Moody. Everybody in this room knows of D.L. Moody, I suppose.
我想在座每一位都应该知道穆迪弟兄的事。
D.L. Moody never said this about himself.
穆迪他自己没有说这些话。
But many people have said he's the greatest American evangelist ever.
有人曾经说他是美国最伟大的布道
者。Certainly of the 1800s.
至少是在19世纪。
And the story about D.L. Moody is when he became saved, he wanted to make something big of himself.
这个故事告诉我们说，当他得救的时候，他自己想成为一个伟大的人。
D.L. Moody was uneducated.
他没有受过多少教育。
D.L. Moody was a shoe salesman. I don't know if you knew that.
他是一位卖鞋的。
God saves shoe salesmen and engineers.
然后神就叫拯救那些卖鞋的和工程师。
And he had a knack after he was saved of collecting money.
然后他那个时候就得救了以后，他就想去募捐。
So after he saved, he wanted to be this great and be something, make something big of himself.
所以他当时就想来做一个伟大的事业，成为一个伟人。
And he tirelessly collected money.
所以他就花很大的功夫去募捐。
He would go and spend the whole day going to businesses collecting money.
哦，他就要到各处去，想去赚大钱。
And when D.L. Moody went to England, his whole life changed.
但是当他到了英国的时候，他的整个的人生改变。
He went and met with George Mueller.
他遇见了穆勒弟兄。
That great work, that orphanage work in London.
就是在伦敦神所用来做孤儿院的那个大工的弟兄。
And he was so proud of his ability as this ex-shoe salesman that did so well of collecting funds.
所以作为以前卖鞋的这样的一个商人，他就来使用他自己的这个能力来募捐。
He told Mueller about it.
所以他告诉了穆勒弟兄。
And he said, how do you do it?
然后他就问穆勒说，你怎么做呢？
And Mueller said, I pray.
穆勒就说，我就祷告。
It was a shock to Moody's system.
然后对这个穆迪整个的思想是一个极大的冲击。
And Mueller said something to him. It changed his life.
然后穆勒就对他说了一些话，改变了他的一生。
He said it's not so much what D.L. Moody can do for God.
他说不在乎穆迪能为神做什么。
How much you can run around, how much you can get pledges.
不在乎你能够为神跑多少路，能得到多少的那个保证。
It is more what God can do.
更重要的是神能够
for and with Dwight Moody.
最重要的是在乎神能够用穆迪，而且为穆迪做什么。
That stopped Moody in his tracks.
这就是让穆迪停在他那个地方。
D.L. Moody then went to hear Charles Haddon Spurgeon speak.
然后穆迪就去听斯布珍的布道。
You know, Charles Haddon Spurgeon, when he spoke, you used to have to get a ticket to go to hear him preach.
我们知道那个时候他们必须要买一个票才能够听他的布道。
You didn't need a ticket to come hear me preach.
年轻人需要买票才能听，今天晚上年轻人不用买票。
Thousands and thousands gathered to hear Spurgeon.
所以那时候有成千上万的人他们要去听斯布珍布道。
And when he spoke,
当他讲道的时候
Moody was arrested.
然后穆迪就被紧紧地抓住了。
And though thousands walked out of that church, Moody was frozen in his seat.
当很多的人都开始离开座位的时候，穆迪就呆坐在那个座位上。
God began to change the man.
神就开始来改变这个人。
And then we hear another story about Moody.
然后我们就听说另外一个关于穆迪的故事。
He went to a prayer meeting.
他到一个祷告会里头。
And there was this unknown fellow by the name of Henry Varley.
有一个不出名的一个人叫做 Henry Varley.
You probably never heard of Henry Varley.
也许你从来没有听过 Henry Varley 这个人。
You've heard of George Mueller.
你听过穆迪。
You've heard of Charles Haddon Spurgeon.
你听过斯布珍。
But who is Henry Varley?
但是 Henry Varley 是谁呢？
It's kind of like Kenny Pittman.
听起来就好像 Kenny Pittman。
But something extraordinary happened.
但是有一个非凡的事情发生了。
Varley in this little prayer meeting said this.
在那个小的祷告会上 ，Varley 弟兄这样说。
He said we try hard.
他说我们努力尝试。
We fail.
然后我们失败。
We are sure we can succeed if we try harder tomorrow.
我们觉得好像如果明天更加努力的话，我们就一定会成功。
We fail again.
但是我们又失败了。
And if we succeed, it's only a half a success.
但是如果我们成功的话，那也不过是半半。
Half of what it had been with God.
而是不过是与神同工的那个成功的一半而已。
For I tell you tonight.
所以今天晚上我要告诉你。
And these are the words that struck Moody's heart.
这就是那个抓住了穆迪心的那句话。
The world has yet to see what God can do with one totally committed to Him.
这个世界还没有见过一个把自己完全交托给神的人，然后你看看神能够用他做什么。
Suddenly, and for the first time, Moody saw it.
突然，第一次穆迪看见了他自己。
It wasn't important how big he was.
并不在乎他自己能够变得多么的伟大。
It wasn't important how big he could make himself.
不在乎他自己能够使他自己变得多么的伟大。
Instead, it was what God could do through a very small Moody.
反过来，重要的是能够看见神能够使用一个非小的穆迪，微小的穆迪所能成就的功。
Brothers and sisters, that's Barnabas.
弟兄姊妹，这就是巴拿巴。
He was a good man.
他是一位好人。
He wasn't a great man.
他不是一位伟人。
God is looking for such men.
神今天就在寻找这样的人。
It's interesting to me, the Apostle Paul.
非常有趣，就是使徒彼得。
His Hebrew name Saul
使徒
means requested.
他的希伯来名字扫罗的意思是要求。
God requested this Hebrew of Hebrews.
神在那边要求这位希伯来人中的希伯来人。
This greatest antagonist of Christianity.
这位与基督教为敌的人。
Became the greatest.Proponent of Christianity.
结果变成了一位最伟大的基督教的布道者。
And then he used his Roman name from then on.
从那个时候开始，他就开始用他的罗马名字。
Paul
就变成保罗。
Do you know what Paul means?
你知道保罗的意思是什么吗
？Paul means little.
保罗的意思是微小。
Here this Hebrew of Hebrews.
这位希伯来中的希伯来人。
The finest example of Judaism
是犹太教里边最好的那个代表那个榜样
The best of Israel's sons
就是最好的以色列的后代
became little
现在变得微小
Dear brothers and sisters, I think this is a key
弟兄姊妹我相信这就是那个关键那个秘诀
This is what Barnabas was
这就是巴拿巴的所事
Well, there's one other thing I want to tell you about Barnabas.
还有另外一件事情我要告诉大家。
This is the last thing.
这是最后一件事。
Barnabas had a secret.
巴拿巴有一个秘诀。
We need to see what the secret of the man was.
我们需要能够认识这个人的秘诀在哪里。
If we're going to understand the man,
如果我们要明白这个人
then we need to know what the secret of the man is.
我们需要知道这个人的秘诀在哪里。
What was it that really made the man the man?
是什么让巴拿巴成为巴拿巴呢？
And I believe, brothers and sisters, there's one outstanding secret of Barnabas.
我相信有一个非常独特的一个特点是巴拿巴所特有。
And that is Barnabas was selfless.
就是巴拿巴是一个不自私、没有自我的人。
That's what we were hearing this morning.
这是今天早上我们听见的话。
That's what the salvation of the soul is all about.
这就是魂的救恩所要达到的那一点。
I remember reading Brother Nee's books years ago.
我记得多少年前我读到尼弟兄的书。
On the salvation of the soul.
关于魂的得救这件事。
And the key, he said, the key to the salvation of the soul is selflessness.
他说这个魂救恩的那个 key, 那个关键点就是就是没有自我。
This was the distinguishing feature of Barnabas, the man of God.
这是巴拿巴这位蒙神所使用的人与众不同的点。
He was always laying down his life for others.
他总是把他自己的生命舍了为了其他的人。
There's hardly any examples as good in the scripture about one who is selfless.
在圣经里边几乎很难找到跟他同样不顾自己的一个人。
First, we see it with Saul.
首先我们看见扫罗。
You remember the same Saul that became Paul?
你看见那个扫罗是变成保罗的那个扫罗吗？
You remember how we said last night that Saul ravaged the assembly?
我们昨天晚上提到了这个扫罗残害教会。
Well, after Saul was saved on the Damascus Road, something happened.
当他在大马士革路上得救了以后，发生了一些事。
It was understandable that the believers in Jerusalem were a little bit nervous about Paul, or Saul.
可以理解为什么耶路撒冷的信徒他们开始感觉不安。
They were uneasy about Saul.
他们对保罗有点不信任。
Well, you could understand it.
我们能够明白为什么。
This fellow had a reputation.
这个人有一个名声不好。
He went house to house, dragging people out of their homes who were Christians.
他挨家挨户去抓这些基督徒，把他们放在监里头。
But this selfless man came to the aid of Saul.
但是这位无私的巴拿巴，他就来帮助扫罗。
Look at Acts chapter 9.
我们看《使徒行传》第九章第二十六节。
Acts chapter 9:26.
使徒行传第九章二十六节。
This is speaking of Saul. And having arrived at Jerusalem, he essayed to join himself to the disciples, and all were afraid of him, not believing that he was a disciple.
扫罗到了耶路撒冷想与门徒结交他们却都怕他不信他是门徒
Look at verse 27.
看二十七节
But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and related to them how he had seen the Lord in the way and that he had spoken to him and how in Damascus he had spoken in the name of Jesus
唯有巴拿巴接待他领他去见使徒把他在路上怎么看见主主怎么向他说话他在大马色怎么奉耶稣的名放胆传道都述说出来
selflessly
完全没有自我
selflessly Barnabas laid down his life for Saul
他为着扫罗把他自己的生命放下
Think about the consequences.
我们想一想这个结果。
No Barnabas.
如果没有巴拿巴的话
，No Paul.
就没有扫罗。No, 没有保罗。
No Barnabas.
如果没有巴拿巴
，No half of the New Testament.
就没有新约圣经的一半经文。
13 books of the New Testament. The Apostle Paul wrote.
使徒保罗写了十三卷的新约书信。
This is what a selfless man did.
这就是这位无私的人所做的。
Well, think of the story in Antioch. We've already read the scriptures.
然后我们再来看安提阿所发生的事情。
Here, this good man was in Antioch.
这位好人现在到了安提阿。
Seeing the grace of God.
看见了神的恩。
And he did the strangest thing.
然后他就做了一件很奇怪的事。
If he were a selfish man, he could have had the work all to himself.
如果他是一位自私的人的话，他就会把所有的工作都据为己有。
But it says he went to Tarsus to seek out Saul.
然后说他往大树去寻找扫罗。
That's an incredibly selfless man.
这实在是一位令人难以置信的无私的人。
You think about the book of Acts when you read it.
你想一想我们读到的这个使徒行传。
When you first read about Saul and Barnabas, they're in this order. It's Barnabas and Saul.
当我们第一次看见扫罗跟巴拉巴在放在扫罗跟巴拉巴放在一起的时候，这个次序是巴拉巴和扫罗。
But later, when you read in the book of Acts,
但是如果你读《使徒行传》在后面的地方
，It's Saul and Barnabas，
他就最后变成了扫罗和巴拿巴。
Brothers and sisters, here's a selfless man.
弟兄姊妹，这边我们看见一个没有自己的人。
This is what God is looking for.
这是神所寻找的那位。
He allowed himself to be eclipsed by the Apostle Paul.
他愿意他自己，然后被扫罗的名声所遮蔽。
I think if you ask him, and one day you'll be able to ask him.
我相信有一天你见到他的时候，你会问他。
And you'll say, why did you do that?
你会问他说，你为什么这样做呢？
He'll say, it didn't matter.
他会告诉你说，没有关系。
Here is one that always laid down his life for others.
这里有一位人，他总是把自己的生命舍去了，为了别人。
Think of the other story in Scripture about Barnabas.
再想一想，在圣经里边别处提到巴拿巴的事情。
It's John Mark.
是提到约翰马可。
You probably know the story about John Mark.
你大概知道关于约翰马可的故事。
In Acts 15, it talks about a separation between Barnabas and Saul.
在使徒行传十五章说到巴拿巴和扫罗的分开。
Saul was a little bit disturbed about John Mark.
扫罗被约翰马可觉得有点打岔打扰。
You remember he thought he was unfaithful when he turned back from Phrygia and went away?
记得当他离开他们走了以后，保罗觉得他把他们离弃了。
And although Barnabas wanted John Mark to go on these journeys with them back to the places they had been,
但是巴拿巴却要把John Mark继续带着再回去他们的旅程。
Paul said no.
然后保罗说不行。
It was a little bit of a heated exchange between them.
在他们两个中间就起了争执。
And what happened was incredible.
但是后面所发生的事情实在令人难以置信。
Barnabas left the work at that moment.
在那个时候，巴拿巴就离开了那个工作。
Took John Mark back to Cyprus, to Cyprus.
然后就带着约翰马可到了居比路。
And there he laid down his life to recover John Mark.
在那个地方，他就把自己的生命放下了，为了来恢复约翰马可。
Who would do that?
什么样的人会这样做呢？
Who would go into hiding?
谁愿意去把自己藏起来呢？
Who would disappear in the face of such great works of God going on? Was Paul and Barnabas?
谁会愿意从这么大的神所用的这个工作里边，然后消失掉了呢？
Only this one who knew the secret would do it.
只有这一位认识那个秘诀的人才会这样做。
And he laid his life down for this young man.
然后他就为了这个年轻人把他自己的生命放下。
Now, I know there are many of you that have a different view of this story.
我知道在座有很多的人对这件事情有不同的看法。
Some of us good strong people say Barnabas was wrong.
有些很强势的人就说是巴拿巴做错了。
The reason I know Barnabas is wrong is you never hear about him again in the book of Acts.
我知道你们说他错了的原因就是从此以后你再也听不见圣经里面提到巴拿巴了。
So therefore Paul was right and Barnabas was wrong.
因此来说保罗是对的，巴拿巴是错的。
But that's not the story I understand.
但这不是我所明白的那个故事。
The story I understand is here is one.Was willing to lay down his life for this little brother.
在我能明白的事情就是，这边有一个人，他愿意为一个小弟兄牺牲自己的生命。
This is the secret of the man.
这就是这个人的秘诀。
Brothers and sisters, do we know this secret?
弟兄姊妹，我们明白这个秘诀。
Let me tell you, this John Mark was recovered.
我告诉你，这个约翰。马可最后被复兴了。
Because the Apostle Paul in his very last letter he ever wrote said this.
因为在使徒保罗他所写的最后一卷书信里边，他提到这句话。
2 Timothy 4 verse 1.
提摩太后书四章一节。
Luke alone is with me.
只有路加与我在一处。
Take Mark. and bring him with thyself, for he is serviceable to me for ministry.
要把马可带，你来的时候要把马可带来，因为他在传道的事上与我有益处。
Look at that.
看一看这件事情。
Here Mark was recovered.
现在马可被恢复了。
He was not only restored to Barnabas.
他并不仅仅的被恢复到与巴拿巴同行里头。
In the end, the last record of scripture we have from the Apostle Paul tells us he was restored to the Apostle Paul.
在保罗所留下最后的那个书信的记录里边，给我们看见马可也与保罗恢复了关系。
This is a selfless man.
这是一个无私的人。
Think of the consequences.
我们要看一看这个结果是什么。
No Barnabas.
如果没有巴拿巴。
No Mark.
就没有马可。
No Mark.
如果没有马可。
No Gospel of Mark.
就没有马可福音。
Yes, John Mark is the writer of the Gospel of Mark.
约翰马可就是马可福音的那个作者。
No Gospel of Mark and no explanation of the Son of Man.
如果没有马可福音的话，就没有关于人子的那个解释。
That's the emphasis of Mark.
这就是马可的那个重点。
This is the secret of Barnabas.
这就是巴拿巴的那个秘诀。
I believe in the end, this is what the Lord is looking for us, looking for in us.
我相信这就是在这个末后的时代，神在我们身上所要寻找的。
I think most of you've heard of Margaret E. Barber.
我相信很多的人都听过何寿恩教师。
In her writings, they found this.
在她的写作里边，我们看见这一点。
She said.I want nothing for myself. I want everything for the Lord.
他说我不为自己求任何事，我要为主求万事。
What a selfless woman.
这是何等无私的一位妇女。
Angus Kinnear, who wrote the biography of Watchman Nee Against the Tide, said this.
金米尔弟兄他写了尼弟兄的传记《中流砥柱》，他这样说。
He said this became Brother Nee's motto of his life and ministry.
他说这句话就成了尼弟兄人生和他侍奉的
一个座右铭。You wonder how greatly Brother Nee could be used in China?
你是不是好奇说为什么神能够大大的使用尼弟兄呢？
You wonder how greatly Brother Nee can still be used with the living words that come to us today?
你是不是很觉得惊奇，今天神仍然能够使用尼弟兄所说的话来建造教会呢？
It's because he knew this one secret.
因为他明白这样的一个秘诀。
He knew the secret of Barnabas.
他明白巴拿巴的那个秘诀。
And the secret of Barnabas is he was a selfless man.
这个巴拿巴的秘诀就是因为他是一位没有自己的人。
I think that's what we were hearing this morning.
我相信这就是今天早上我们所听到的信息。
This is the salvation of the soul.
这个就是那个魂的救恩。
We need to be delivered from self.
我们要从自己的里面被拯救出来。
We need to be those concerned about others.
我们应该成为一个关心别人的人。
Then we will be the man God chooses and uses for his purpose.
然后我们就可以成为一个被神所拣选，被他所使用来成就他目的的人。
Before I left Richmond, I read a news article.
我离开 Richmond 的时候，我读到了一篇新闻。
I thought it was kind of astounding. The news article. Astounding.
我觉得是很让人吃惊的。
This brother is going to need rehabilitation after he finishes serious counseling and help. He survived the southerner, but he's damaged. It said that Mayo Clinic.Has discovered the secret of happiness. I thought, wow.
那个新闻说，这个 Mayo Clinic 这个医疗机构，他们发现了快乐的那个秘诀。
They said they had thousands and thousands of studies, and they have proved this singular point.
他们说他们做了成千上万的案例的研究，然后他们就证明了一个简单的点。
And basically, it comes down to the secret of Barnabas.
其实最终他们找到了巴拿巴的那个秘诀。
This is the world saying this.
这是这个世界上的人在说这句话。
They said we have discovered this single secret.
他们说我们找到了这个唯一的那个秘诀。
Those who are most happy in life,
那些在生活中间最快乐的人
are those that are more concerned about others than themselves.
就是那些关心别人过于关心自己的人。
You thought the secret of happiness might be money.
你可能觉得这个秘诀快乐的秘诀是有钱。
You might have thought the secret of happiness was wealth.
或者你觉得是要发财。
You might even think the secret of happiness is health.
或者你觉得是健康。
You might think the secret of happiness is any number of things.
你会觉得是很多其他的东西。
But even the world verifies this secret.
现在既然这个世界上的人都能够证明说这是一个正确的秘诀。
The people that think least, the less about themselves are the most happy people in the world.
那些很少顾念他们自己的人就是世界上最快乐的人。
You want to discover true happiness?
你愿意找到真正的快乐吗？
You become a selfless man like Barnabas.
然后你就变成像巴拿巴一样无私的人。
That will deliver you from so much trouble.
这就可以拯救你出很多的麻烦。
It is the secret of happiness.
就是这样的一个快乐的秘诀。
And it's the secret of Barnabas.
这是巴拿巴的秘诀。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
This is the burden about the man.
这是关于这个人神放在我心里的负担。
God is searching for a man.
今天神还在寻找人。
He wants that man to be his eternal companion.
他愿意人成为他永远的同伴。
He will share with those men all that he has.
他要跟这位人分享他所有的产业。
Untold riches for eternity.
这些让人没法诉说的到永世里面都有的那个荣耀的产业。
But he's looking for men that are of a certain character and substance.
但是他却在那边寻找有特定内涵和特点的性格的人。
I think we see in Barnabas something of what God's looking for.
我相信在巴拿巴的身上，我们看见神所找的那人所有的特点。
And in the end, we see that ultimate secret of Barnabas.
在最后，我们看见巴拿巴那个最大的秘诀。
And that's that secret, our brothers talking about in the morning.
这样的一个秘诀就是我们弟兄早上信息的那个中心。
Selflessness.
是一位没有自己的人。
So simple.
非常的简单。
That makes the man of God.
这就使我们可以成为属神的人。
This is the man God chooses.
这就是神所拣选的人。
This is the man God uses for his purpose.
这就是神可以使用来达到他目的的人。
I don't care how old you are.
我不在乎你有多老。
I don't care how young you are.
我也不在乎你有多年少。
You may think this message is way over your head.
你也许觉得这篇信息太复杂了。
But I hope you consider it seriously.
但是我希望你能够很严肃地考虑这个信息。
Because I believe this is what God is after.
因为我觉得这是神所要的。
This is the man who he's looking for.
这是神所要寻找的人。
Can we pray?
让我们祷告。
Lord, we bring all these words back to you.
主啊，我们把所有这些话再带回到你的跟前。
We feel a real inability to express all that's in your heart.
我们实在觉得没有能力把你心意讲出来。
But we believe there's something you want to show us as we're gathered together.
但是我们相信，当我们聚集在这里，你的心意实在有话要对我们说。
We believe you're looking for such ones.
我们相信你在寻找这样的一个人。
Lord, we want to tell you we want to be such ones.
主，我们愿意告诉你说，我们愿意成为这样的人。
We want to be those constrained by the love of the Christ.
我们愿意成为被基督的爱所激励的人。
We want to be those that exhibit this selflessness.
我们愿意成为一个能够展示这样无私的人。
We want to be these kind of men and women.
我们愿意成为像这样的男人和妇女。
Lord, we offer ourselves to you.
主啊，我们把我们自己献给你。
We know it's not our power.
我们知道不是我们的能力。
We know it's not our grace.
我们知道不是我们的恩典。
We know it's not our strength.
不是我们的力量。
But Lord, we give ourselves to you.
但是主，我们把自己交给你。
And say, Lord, would you take us?
我们说主啊，愿你接受我们。
We sung that hymn.
我们唱过这首歌。
Vessels only.
是不过是运河。
Oh Lord, that we may be those.
愿意我们成为这样。
We may be those you could fill with your spirit.
我们愿意成为被你的圣灵所充满的人。
We may be imperfect indeed.
我们也许实在不是一个完美的人。
But we want to be good men.
但是我们愿意成为好人。
Like Barnabas was.
就像巴拿巴那样。
Lord, write these things upon our hearts.
主啊，把这样的事情写在我们的心上。
Don't let us get away from them.
不要我们离开，忘记这些事。
Make us like this one.
使我们成为像巴拿巴这样的人。
We ask in Jesus' precious name.
我们靠着主耶稣宝贵的名这样祈求。
Amen.
Amen.